It's 11:56 on Monday, June 8th, 2015. And this is the head note. Hey everybody, I am tired, but I am tired for a very good reason, a very great reason, a very wonderful reason. We actually went to the pool today, and I don't mean we just went around splashing, I mean we went to the exercise pool at the gym. So, there's a hospital nearby, Florida Hospital Medical Center, Wesley Chapel? I think that's what. Next to them is a pretty good, kind of health spa gym. It's tied very closely to the hospital in terms of functionality, in terms of therapy for patients, things like that. And it also has, it also has a very good facilities in terms of being a gym, promoting wellness. I guess you could call it a wellness center, which is what it's called. But it's a really good place. And I've talked about before, where they have a nice heated therapy pool there. It's pretty decent size. It's not Olympic size, but it's a decent sized pool. It's primarily used by the facility to have swimming lessons for children and for, I don't know, just different therapies that hot water, salt water therapy helps. But it's also open to, you know, members of the wellness center. And so me and Patty like to go in there and we stretch, we just do general light exercises and we walk. We just walk in the pool. Her in the little bit more shallow area, me in the 5 foot area, and just try to keep our muscles moving, try to get our muscles relaxed and going. And it's been a bit since we did. It's been a bit since we went. Patty went week before last, and then this was the first time we're going. For me, it's been probably a month, if not more. And it's a shame that it takes that long for us to get to it. It's poignant because there was a post from Vivid Muse earlier, and I will try to share the link to it, talking about some physical difficulties she's been having and talking about how she has a walker. And that terrifies me. 10-11 years ago, I was trying to get on Social Security disability to continue my survivor's benefits for my mother's passing and to basically give me a way to make an income that didn't require physical labor, because where I was growing up, where I was 10 years ago, there wasn't work for me. You know, Chalmette was not exactly an easy place to find office work. There were some desk jobs, but, you know, had to know somebody, had to be experienced, things like that, and that's not where I was. And so I was trying to get on disability to give me a chance to do stuff with my life, you know, go back to school, things like that. And get a car so I could travel to places where I could get work. You know, the goal was to do disability and vocational rehabilitation. I kind of combo planned with the two to get me to a place where I could eventually find a career that didn't require me to do physical labor. I was pretty green at the time. And I didn't have transportation consistently. So I remember when I was talking to vocational rehabilitation people, they were talking about then getting me a scooter, getting me special chairs, getting me a cane or whatnot, and I adamantly refused. I did not want that. I did not want this. And 10 years later, It is getting trickier for me to walk. It is getting trickier for me to move. It is getting trickier for me to travel distances without assistance. Now, I've never walked with a cane in public. But I have at home. I've borrowed my wife's cane. And I do think, I fear it's getting to the point where I need one more often. And that's where the pool comes in, to try to help circumvent that, to try to get me healthier and stronger. And that's why Vivid Posts both scared me and gave me relief, though, because it's terrifying to me to think about having to use, you know, an accessory like that to be able to move. Yet at the same time, there was the relief of seeing just how much freedom and mobility that tool gave her back to her life. And I think, well, maybe it's not too bad. Maybe it's not such a bad thing to do that. And that's why it scares me. I don't want to do that, but I know it's becoming more and more likely. There's a chance I may end up bringing one to DragonCon this year, just in case. Just in case I need it. I don't even know what the doctrine is for carrying cane on a plane. I don't even know. I don't know. Now I'm thinking about some stuff that I'm not quite at a place to talk about yet, so we are definitely past our 7-minute marker, which is 2 minutes past our 5-minute marker, so I think we're done. I think we're done for tonight. So, I don't know. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We did end up having the script meeting, so I've got a script to write over the next 2 weeks. And, yeah. That episode went far more serious than I expected to. So, catch you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.